comparing it to an automatic.
Oh, standard transmission.
Okay, now are there different kinds of sticks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got 3-speed, 4-speed, and 5-speed on your cars.
Okay. If you're driving in a residential district and you're, say, in a housing complex or something where you're supposed to slow down, they've built things on the road to keep you from going really fast.
Mm-hmm. Speed breakers.
Okay. What kind of cars does the fire department use?
You mean those the three types I named, or?
No, describe what kind of
car they use. Oh, it's a red car with a red light on top and a siren under the hood, and it's usually four-door with automatic transmission.
Now, what would that be?
A sedan.
Yeah, okay. If the what person in the fire department would use?
Chief.
Okay. And what does everybody else?
Fire truck.
Okay. Can you tell me about several different types of fire trucks, if you know about them?
Well, the biggest one would be a snorkel, which has a hydraulic lift type thing with a bucket on the mounted on it, which they use to fight fires in higher buildings. And then you have your smaller kind that just carry water. I think it's called a pump engine, and it carries water to water with chemical mix to fight fires.
Okay.
And
how about the one with the ladder on it? What would you call that?
Ladder truck.
Okay. If somebody had a heart attack, what kind of small truck might be sent by the fire department?
Paramedic.
Okay. And the police, what do they use?
Well, police officers drive a blue and white, it's a white top with a blue body sedan, and it's a Ford, and it's four-door, and it's automatic transmission. It's nice.
Do you have any slang names for police car?
No.
Okay. How about the other vehicles they use, for instance, to put a lot of people in?
Paddy wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're it's a truck with a enclosed bed mounted on the back of it with benches inside for the prisoners to sit on.
Do they have any different types?
Not here. They have one type. And that's the blue front, blue cab with a silver bed on the back. Okay. I don't know what they look like on the inside.
Okay. Do the police use kind of this type of aircraft with a large overhead?
Helicopter.
Okay. Do they use them around here?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Okay. Now, what do you call them? Person who comes and fights fires.
A fireman.
Do you know any joking terms for
firefighter? Fire freak. That's about it.
Okay. And how about the people who are supposed to be protecting us?
Cops, policemen, pig, some people call them. I was trying to think of another. Some boy told me the other day. It's what they. I think he called him Jerry.
Oh, really?
He was in the army or something, and that was the name they gave to MP. And he calls police Jerry's.
Hmm. Have you heard it around?
I've never heard it before until he said it.
Okay.
And I didn't know what he was talking about until he explained it.
Okay. What do you call the place where the firemen have their trucks and everything?
Fire hall.
And what about the place where the police meet?
Police station.
Okay. If a person was arrested for drunkenness, where would one spend the night?
In jail.
Do you have any joking terms for that?